This is Simply Out of This World with JPR on Radio Bracknell. This is the voice of Jackie Leven singing Blue Soul, Dark Road from his excellent album Elegy for Johnny Cash. The great Scottish singer and songwriter Jackie Leven passed away on Monday the 14th of November at 8 o'clock in the evening. He had suffered from cancer. There are spiritual storytellers and there are soulful storytellers. I hope to be a soulful storyteller. I see the two kinds as two different directions. Spiritual is ascending, sky, God, and all that. I hope my storytelling is going down into the earth, is wetter, has more moisture. That is what Jackie Leven said. For further information, please go to www.jackie-leven.com. In a career stretching over 40 years, Jackie Leven has carved an impressive reputation as a uniquely gifted singer-songwriter. From his emergence as leader of the underrated Doll by Doll in the 70s, through well-documented addiction problems, which Jackie Leven overcame with remarkable strength of will, it culminated in a solo resurgence through the 80s to the here and now. Jackie has amassed an amazing body of work, the composer of over 400 songs, including arguably his greatest song, Call Mother, from the album Mystery of Love, ranked by Q magazine as one of the 100 best albums of all times. If sales didn't always reflect the overwhelmingly positive critical reception his album received, he nonetheless remained a perceptive writer and performer. Jackie was imbued with a restless creativity and always searching for new settings for his ruminative lyrical forays, laced with humor and melodic grace. As a performer, Jackie could enthrall and entrance the audience with picaresque tales taken from first-hand experience. Those who have worked with Jackie will know of his mordant wit and very idiosyncratic worldview. I was lucky enough to meet Jackie Leven in 2009. I did a very short interview with him, which I will be broadcasting tonight. One of his important influences was Lightning Hopkins. This is 1965, Morning Blues.
Hurts me so. You know I went down to my baby's house, fell down on my knees, crying, please, 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 help poor me, please. Help for me. She's a light and I wished I was rich and you was poor. The meals you've been getting, I see that you will never get them no more. She dogging me. I'm down on my bending knee. Somebody, somebody, somebody help me, if you please. You know I went to my house, wasn't nobody there but me. That was trouble, that was worry. Looked like the whole world would see. Somebody, somebody, somebody. Somebody help me if you please. Yes, I've been moaning about my baby. Her little smiling face, man, I just can't see. Well, I'm about to make it up in my mind to let her go head on. Baby, you can go have a good time whilst I walk my flowing moan. You may not miss me now, but you're gonna miss me, Lord, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me, you're gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I just can't do nothing but cry. I just got to walk my floor and moan. Well, I just got to moan a little. Lord, have mercy. My baby, she done gone, but I know the little girl is out in this world somewhere.
Good evening, Jackie Levin.
Good evening. Nice to see you, Joel.
Could you tell us a bit about your childhood and your upbringing and how it has influenced your work? Because it's quite an unusual childhood.
Yep, I was brought up in the Kingdom of Fife in the east coast of Scotland. And my mother was a Romany, that's like a gypsy, and my father was an Irish Cockney. And we weren't really welcome in the very enclosed kind of society that Fife on the east coast was in those days. So I kind of grew up in a funny kind of isolation. But early influences on my music were particularly my mother's love of the black American blues and wonderful records that she had by people like Big Bill Brunsey and particularly Lightnin' Hopkins. Mm-hmm. So it meant that when I got into my early teens, when everyone else was listening to things like Elvis Presley singing Wooden Heart, I was listening to Lightnin' Hopkins. And I was also very influenced by the Protestant singing of hymns at mm-hmm. school, which I thought were really, really good. I myself am not a Protestant or a Catholic, but I liked the harmonies in these hymms. So I think my music kind of blend of these two influences.
Mm. That certainly comes through in some of your songs. The very hymnal quality of your choruses. Mm. Really. And your lyrics are full of poetry. So how do you write your songs? How do you write a song?
Well, I myself am not a poet, but I try to write from a poetic basis of mind. We all have poetry in our lives. Even if it just means seeing something in nature or in the street that interests us, this is a little poetic happening in mm-hmm. our lives all the time. And so the way I write is to collect those small poetic moments in everyday life and try and build bigger pictures mm-hmm. and make songs out of those bigger pictures.
And you use tuning mainly for when you play guitar. You don't play with the normal tuning of the guitar.
No, I can't play in normal tuning at all. When I was a kid, I didn't understand that there was a normal tuning or a conventional tuning. Yeah. So I play exclusively in a tuning I made up, which is an E major tuning. It's just do mi so in the key of E.
Man, don't you understand? You must have
stuff you call money.
You must have
down in your pocket.
You must have stuff you call money. Don't you can't ride on here. See the girl going down the street. She looks so nice and neat. I looked around at my buddy. He said, you know, that can't be beat. But you must have
stuff you call money.
You must have
down in your pocket.
You must have
stuff you call money. Don't you can't buy it, yeah. And you must have stuff you call money. Can't buy it,
is what she said. If you ain't got no money, can't get in my bed. Cause you must have
stuff
they call money.
Must have.
Down in your pocket.
Must have.
Stuff they call money, don't you can't buy it in here.
I went in a place last night. A man pulled up a gun. Said, sit quiet, everybody. Don't nobody run. Cause you must have.
Stuff you call money.
Must have.
Down in your pocket.
Must have.
Stuff you call money, don't you can't stay in here.
Must have that money.
Last night I went there with my friend. This is what the people said. Don't never come back again. Cause you must have.
Stuff you call money.
Must have.
Gone in your pocket.
You must have.
Stuff you call money. Don't you can't stand, yeah.
Big Beal Brunsey with Stuff They Call Money from his album Whiskey and Good Time Blues from the Blues Collection number 27. Back to Jackie.
You've collaborated with many musicians and singers. Can you talk to us about one in particular that really means a lot to you?
Well, that's hard to know.
Or several, if you...
Yeah, I particularly liked working with the old Norwegian-American poet Robert Bly. Yeah. He's a great musician. He's a great bouzouki player. And you can hear him on things like playing bouzouki as well on songs of mine like The Garden, mm-hmm. from The Mystery, yes. of the Lovers, Greater Than the Mystery of Death. Mm-hmm. And Robert has a really, really big, beautiful, expressive voice. Mm-hmm. So he's a real big influence on me.
Yeah. Who is your favourite poet and why?
Ooh, my favourite poet.
Maybe several.
This is a very difficult question because as life goes on... different poets become important for good reasons, mm-hmm. but maybe my favourite poet is a Russian woman poet called Anna Akhmatova.
Mm-hmm.
She is the greatest poet of what's called the Russian Silver Age of poetry, and her poetry from the last century is kind of healed me when I was young. I stole a book of her poetry when I was about 13, and I've been reading her ever since.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to look her up. Mm. I don't know her. Have you ever thought of writing a book about your eventful life?
Yes, I have. For many years I was inhibited by my parents being alive, but now mm-hmm. my parents have died. So I think about this all the time. I think my problem is that I don't want to write a kind of not so good book. I'd like to write a really, really mm-hmm. good book. So I'm still thinking about how I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting. Mm.
The wind, one brilliant day, called to my soul with an odor of jasmine. And the wind said, in return for the odor of my jasmine, I'd like all the odor of your roses. And Machado said, I have no roses. All the flowers in my garden are dead. And the wind said, well, then I'll take the withered petals and the yellow leaves. And the wind left. And I wept. And I said to myself, What have you done with the garden that was entrusted to you?
I followed that star. I know where it's been. It ain't been so far. That's where it's been. It took me to bars full of dying men. What did they know? Next to nothing. But I was so entranced by the skeletal grin. I sang and I danced till I was one of them. And I drank whiskey, tasted so good. Gin, wine, and vodka, just like I know I should. And I had plenty of time. Buddy, spare me a dime. I say it to my own face, but he just laughed and said it's opening time. Let's make the punishment fit the crime, fit the crime. And what happened to the garden that was entrusted to you? The roses died and blew away across the cold side of the day. What happened to the garden that was entrusted to you? I guess that wind it blew.
What have you done with the garden that was entrusted to you?
The voice of Robert Bly, the poetry of Antonio Machado, and the genius of Jackie Leven in The Garden. Back to Jackie.
A song that makes you cry.
A song that makes me cry would be Amelia by Joni Mitchell. A lovely song she wrote about Amelia Earhart, but also about herself.
Yeah.
And the chorus line is, Amelia, it was just a false alarm.
Yeah.
And it's a song about disappointments in life and how you grow through these disappointments. Yeah. But The fact that you grow doesn't stop them being very, very hurtful things at the time.
Yeah.
So it's a great, great song.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell is one of my favourite singer-songwriters. Yeah. I actually have all her CDs in my iPod, and I've got all your CDs in my iPod.
Bravo. So. My kind of guy.
All the ones I have, anyway. Mm. A song that makes you laugh.
A song that makes me laugh. Do any songs make me laugh? I can't think of a song that makes me laugh. There must be one.
Yeah.
But
no, that's all right.
I'd have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
I was driving across the burning desert when I spotted six jet planes leaving six white vapor trails across the bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens. It was the strings of my guitar. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. The drone of flying engines is a song so wild and blue. It scrambles time and seasons if it gets through to you. Then your life becomes a travelogue of picture postcard charms. Oh, Amelia, it was just a fall. Looking down. crashed into his arms. Amelia, it was just a false alarm. On the strange pillows of my wanderlust, I dreamed of 747s over geometric farms. Dreams, Amelia, dreams and false alarms.
Best memory of a gig?
Best
either that you've seen or that you've, or that you've played yourself or something.
Well, I saw a young singer this summer called Jim Murray at a festival called Llama Tree. Mm-hmm. I was the laureate, the poet of the festival, and Jim Murray was just outstanding. And at one point he sung an old English song called Early in the Morning, just as the sun was rising, a song that nobody ever wants to hear again as long as they live, but he made it really, really beautiful. And I was, my girlfriend Deborah said, Jackie, you're crying. And I went, it's because Jim Murray's so good.
Once we finally spoken, when he parted our won't you tell to me his name?
His name is Dennis Ryan, and from Erie Town he came. The laurels all between him when he's surfing on the shore. And we'll join our hands in wedlock bands, the Jenny of the Moor.
True love, I know him very well. The battle of Leoma to an angry boy fell. Behold this true love token, which round his neck he wore. She fell and fainted in my arms, did Jenny. Kind and true, look up my Kodak bright. Behold, it's Dennis Ryan, and I'm standing by your side. Let us be united and live happy evermore, and the bells will ring out merrily for Jenny.
Jim Morey with Jenny of the Moor from his album In Modern History. That was the Songlines edition. A few last questions for Jackie.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about how you became the singer-songwriter you are now, as opposed to your the punk or new wave days of Doll by Doll and so on? What happened to make you change?
Everybody's got to grow up. When I had my old band Doll by Doll, I was kind of a boy and a good writer still. But my life changed a lot when I was nearly killed in an unprovoked attack in the street, and I was nearly murdered by strangulation, and I couldn't sing or speak for about 2 years. And so my life changed a lot, and I was in a lot of pain, and I spent some time being a heroin addict. But there came a time when I decided I wanted my life back. And so I took my life back and started writing again. And when I started writing again, I noticed after a year or so that I was writing as a man and not a boy. Mm-hmm. So this was the big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stranger on the Square by Jackie Leven from his album The Argyle Cycle, Volume 1. Last question.
I remember the first album that I picked up on was The Mystery of Love is Greater Than the Mystery of Death. Mm. And actually there was supposed to be a second CD which I've never managed to get somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, whether it actually happened or not.
The Right to Remain Silent.
Yes, that's right. But the other thing that struck me is at the time I was belonging to a men's group, and you were talking a lot about men reclaiming their own self, as it
yes,
were.
Yes,
and what can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for some years I was very, very good friends, as I was saying earlier, with the American poet Robert Bly, who's often said to be the father, as it were, of the men's movement. But I'd liked Robert as a poet since about 1965, when I read a poem by him called Poem Against the British. And so he used to always stay with me when he came and worked in London. And when he told me about this men's movement stuff, I was dismayed. I didn't want to know about this shit, because my image of him was as this fantastic old poet. But Robert's ideas about men are very, very good and simple ideas. He used to just get a lot of men in a room, tell them a fairy tale, sometimes a really, really old, thousands of years old Russian fairy tale, and ask them which part of the story they most identified with. And these stories are pre-psychological approaches to problem solving. And so he just introduced groups of men to the idea of looking at what pains they had in their life via points in a great story. And I can't think of a simpler or better way to examine what's happening. And of course this was very hard for men who had bought into psychological approaches to problem solving, but I hadn't done that, so I found it very easy, because my art as a songwriter is the art of storytelling.
Yeah, which you tell. I mean, you tell great stories. I
do my best.
As I said, I really like some of the. I mean, one of my favourites is A Blessing, the song with
lovely,
A Blessing, and that the song before which
James Wright.
And that is just such a beautiful. I could listen to this forever.
James Hillman is Robert Bly's best friend.
Yeah, so. And it's and the song that precedes.
Yeah,
The word you
Working
wrote.
Alone,
the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wrote the words of that.
I did. Yes. Yeah, it's my song.
It's a beautiful song. I don't think I played it in the last program, so I'll probably play it in that
Good.
One. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Working alone in the evening sun, a man and two horses come. Pulling a plow on the far hillside, 2 days done and the sun has died. When leaves are turning yellow in my head, in my head. And as time passes through my hands, I know one day I'll be that man. The horse's eye is full of trust and easy humor in the and the lonely plow is giving birth. When leaves turning yellow in my head. In my head. And now I am a creeping man. I work alone, far from that land. The cloud is deep inside. But someone else now holds the reins. The shadow steals across the hill and falls upon the paper mill. The minute sign comes streaming. In my head, turning yellow in my head.
Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have gladly come out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.
Out of This World This Week was a homage to the great Scottish singer and songwriter Jackie Leven, who passed away on Monday the 14th of November at 8 o'clock in the evening. May he rest in peace.